Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're 4-14.
4-14. I was
4-14.
Close.
4-14. 4-14. They did get a big win against the Pistons the other day. 111-96.
That's a big win.
Huge win. Tyrese Maxey, 28 points.
Cade Cunningham and them boys.
Paul George, 4-12, 11 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. Kelly Oubre Jr., our good friend, 14.6 rebounds. But I guess, you know, if they have the Philadelphia Eagles, and, you know, there's no denying the Eagles playing well. Playing really good football. 8 in a row. Really good defense. 10-2. They are a legit Super Bowl contender. When you look at the Super Bowl division, it's Detroit, it's Philadelphia, it's Kansas City, it's Buffalo. I'm going to throw Pittsburgh in there. I know a lot of people don't like Pittsburgh, but Russ is cooking. Pittsburgh's cooking.
Russ is available maybe next year.
You want Russ?
No.
Would you want Russ as a Niner? You accepted Richard Sherman. You would accept Russ.
He is playing good football, though. I'll give
him really good football.
No, I don't want Russ.
If Russ signed with the 49ers...
we'd be dangerous.
Would you rather have Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it's not even close.
Right? I would rather not even have Russ. I'd rather have Russ.
Nope.
I'd rather have Russell Wilson. At least Russell Wilson, it's not going to break apart the locker room.
What are you like talking about?
Go look at Pittsburgh.
He ended the freaking dynasty
look at what he's doing
they thought they had in Seattle.
I watched all the Pittsburgh's press conferences because I like to listen to Tomlin talk. Tomlin's a hell of a talker. Najee Harris, T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, George Pickens, those guys swear by Russell Wilson. They swear by him.
Because they've been walking the Kenny Pickett line for so long.
No, you honestly would rather deal with Aaron Rodgers than Russell Wilson?
For one
you're
year,
out
yes.
Out of your mind.
Probably, yes.
You're out of your mind.
But you asked me a question beforehand, it was the hypothetical Trevor Lawrence thing. And look, Brock has played at a higher level than Trevor Lawrence at any point in his career, right? But if it was out there. And again, I don't know what the guarantees are. So, because that kind of skews things. Like, what's the price point on Trevor when you acquire him? I don't know. Because you know the way that like, guarantees shake down. Yeah. You know, Jacksonville might pay portions of his salary. Like, I don't know where it breaks down. I don't love paying him the money, like, at all. I didn't think he deserved the extension in Jacksonville. I know, like, what are you going to do? You got to pay it to him. But no, you don't. You don't have to pay it to him. He was the number one overall pick. He had certain guarantees already in his contract. He had a fifth-year option. You could have franchise tagged him. Like, I don't know. The business strategy from some of these teams is just mind-boggling. That being said, depending on the price point and what it would cost you, I would look into Trevor Lawrence.
I'm not letting you get away with that. As the segment is sponsored by Golden State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed,
you can find a deal.
Succeed.
You can find a deal.
Let me read the read. They pay money for this. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com.
Go ask for
The way you ridiculed and raked Trevor Lawrence over the coals saying you want nothing. No, I'm not letting you get away with that.
It's like an Andrew Wiggins situation. No, I'm taking a number one overall pick who might need a new spot. Oh. And similar to you, I'm buying low on Andrew Wiggins.
You didn't buy
low. I might do the same thing on Trevor Lawrence.
You didn't buy low
on Andrew
Wiggins.
But Bonte, now I'm a mature man and I've listened and I've learned from my mistakes.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm listening to what the king is telling me.
Spadoni, get in here.
All right, so Trevor Lawrence signed a five-year...
This guy would rather have Rodgers than Russell Wilson.
He signed a five-year, $275 million contract extension with the Jacksonville Jaguars this past offseason, $37.5 million signing bonus, and $200 million of that is guaranteed. Now, the cap hits per year for starting next year, $17 million, $24 million, $35 million. Then in 2028, starts getting really heavy, $47 million. Then there's a potential out, in 2029. After that, though, then the cap hit $78 million, and then $74 million. But so it's not horrible. They're really not the next couple of years.
But what are the cash guarantees over the next couple of years? That's the thing that matters to me.
Like the dead cap?
No, just the cash. No,
he's
guarantees.
Got most of the guarantees.
Yeah, he's
right?
got 200 of it is guaranteed already.
Yeah, he's probably already got that money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So it's the per year cap hit.
Interesting. I mean, it's a lot more palpable than I thought on the outside looking in.
Well, here's the free agent list of quarterbacks. If you do want to move off,
no, I don't want.
I didn't say you. Yeah, I'm just saying to everybody.
Yeah,
Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson.
I wonder what Sam Darnold.
Trey Lance.
Okay, keep going.
Jacoby Brissett, Taylor Heineke, Marcus Mariota.
It's getting worse.
Drew Lock, Jared Stidham.
Drew Lock fought the other night.
Andy Dalton, Justin Fields,
the Red Rifle.
I'm intrigued with Justin Fields. Joe Flacco.
To do what? Play running back?
No, he can throw spin it. He can spin it. Joe Flacco. Jameis Winston. Oh, here's a name.
Jameis Winston is actually an interesting one.
Shanahan.
He might be the greatest roller coaster in sports history.
Yeah, Shanahan's not dealing with that. Come on. Here's the name that I think is realistic. Even in the backup role to start.
Don't say Nick Mullins.
Nope. Can you guess what I'm going to say? I'll let you guys take a guess. Everybody in this room, take a guess.
Daniel Jones.
You haven't mentioned him yet, I'm assuming.
Nope, haven't mentioned him yet. It's going to be a free agent.
It's going to be a free agent, so.
Joe Flacco.
Justin Fields?
Gardner Minshew.
Nope. Mac Jones.
It all comes back to Mac.
No.
Shanahan liked him coming out of the draft. God. You don't think Mac Jones? That's more realistic than any of these guys.
I actually believe in that conspiracy that he actually liked Mac Jones more than Trey Lance, and he was pressured into it. I feel like the media pressured Kyle into taking him.
No, because most of the media wanted Mac Jones. Do you think it's dad, Mike Shanahan?
I have no
Because remember
idea.
We talked to the North Dakota State coach? And he said Mike was at every meeting. Mike was there with the whole ride. Mike Shanahan was on the PJ with Shanahan, Lynch, and everybody.
I think where we're going with all this is you're listing all these things. It is wild how everything's up on the table right now. And I think when you have a lost season, and which is what the Niners are having the season from hell. Yes. Like, let's just call it what it is, the season from hell. And Purdy's been up and down. He's had some brilliant moments. He's had some down moments. And when you make a financial commitment that we thought they were going to make at the beginning of the year to Brock Purdy, you are locking yourself in for at least a couple of years. Now, I think most of us think they're going to figure out a way to give him a couple of years with some big money. But the talk of like resetting the quarterback market, like, whoa, we're pumping the brakes on all that. I will be the first to admit that I have got everything on the table. And what I mean by everything on the table is I want to see these next five games play out. Can Purdy stay upright? Can he stay healthy? What does he look like with diminished talent around him? Because that could sway me. If he looks great with very little around him, that could reinforce my belief in him. If he looks sketch, if he re-injures himself, because there's some body questions. Like today, you're asking me today? I'm like, yeah, I would bring in another quarterback either in the draft or behind. Like Brandon Allen's not good enough. Josh Dobbs not good enough behind him to push him. You can't have enough quarterbacks. But I'm still not done making assessments on Purdy.
Let's go to Lucky in the City. Lucky, what's happening? You're on the roast.
What's happening, Bonte?
What's up, Lucky?
I just got off work, man, and I'm listening to you guys. I know you guys have a topic and whatnot. Y'all driving me crazy, man. The names that you said as quarterbacks for us? Come on, man. Mac Jones, you might as well put me on there, Bonte. I'm five, six and a half.
Hey, Lucky. Lucky, this team does have Brandon Allen on the roster, and they do have Josh Dobbs. I know he is. Hey, listen. I don't like calling people trash, but you know what? I wouldn't have him on my football team. I'll just say that. But Shanahan does, and Shanahan seems to have guys like Nick Mullins and CJ Beathard.
He can win you a game.
Yeah, no, he can't. Lucky, but what's your concern, man? What's your concern with this football team right now?
Health, Bonte, health. And I hear what you guys are saying about Brock Purdy playing in these next few games. Him, Talanoa, Drake Greenlaw, D'Amador Lenore, sit them all. Sit them all. Let the rookies, let whoever we got on the team go get, like you said, go get Frank Gore Jr. Bring him on. And if you really want to, I don't know, man, Drew Lock, I guess, go snatch him up, man. And
just a backup. I'm just looking at backups like Mac Jones, Justin Fields. I would feel a lot better about them backing up Brock Purdy than Brendan Allen.
Why Mac Jones, out of curiosity?
I think Mac Jones has a good arm. I think he hasn't been putting his rookie season, I thought was okay.
It was good.
And Belichick did him a disservice by hiring Matt Patricia and Joe Judge as his offensive coordinator.
I would agree.
And that set him back tremendously. Now he's been able to work under Doug Peterson, who, look, Jaguars having a disastrous season. There's no doubt. But at least learning from Doug Peterson, we know he's a quarterback-friendly coach. I think Mac Jones will take some of that input, and Shanahan does have a quarterback-friendly system. Mac Jones ain't the worst thing in the world. I don't think Mac Jones is that bad. Now, can he start for you 17 games and be on a Super Bowl contending team? I don't know.
As a backup, okay, as a backup, I see your point of view.
I'm going to just make this clear. I'm not trying to replace Brock Purdy right now. I'm trying to build around Brock Purdy. Now, when we get to the price point about what he's worth and everything, I have question marks about that.
Yes.
And you have to be willing to play ball here. So would you get the same production from Mac Jones as you would for Brock Purdy? Probably not. Brock Purdy does some things very well. Pocket awareness is very good, but he has taken a step back.
The ball security's been the biggest issue for me.
Ball security's been bad, very bad. But you don't think Shanahan would say, you know what, let's give Mac Jones a tryout?
If you brought in Mac Jones, for me, you better draft a quarterback simultaneously. Right now, the way the league is set up, you get that emergency quarterback spot. That is a redshirt spot. That guy should be redshirting someone and developing. And this has been one of my big beefs with Shanahan. He doesn't really want to develop the quarterback.
Now, we think about this. We think about this with Justin Fields, right? Because he's another name. And I'm intrigued with Justin Fields. I am. I don't know why.
Well, he lost his job.
He did lose. But no, they went to Russell Wilson. And look, it was the right decision. But he did lead the Steelers to a 4-2 record. They were 4-2.
Okay.
And Justin Fields' accountability saying, hey, look, if I put myself in this position to have this job taken away from me because I didn't play my best. And I thought that accountability for Justin Fields, I was like, wow, look at this young man. He's a very mature young man. But he wasn't having a bad season. 5 touchdown passes, 1 interception. Threw for over 1,100 yards. Had 281 on the ground. And when I think about the Shanahan system, he wants to get the 30 carries, right? He wants to get the 30, 35 carries, run the ball down your throat, and set up the play-action pass. Justin Fields on the perimeter is deadly. He is deadly. And I think he's learned something from Arthur Smith. So these are flyers, low-risk, high-reward guys I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
Not as starters, but Justin Fields, I bring him into the quarterback room. Maybe he's too much of a threat to Brock Purdy. I have no idea. But I thought he played well in Pittsburgh this season. I really did. I thought Justin Fields was playing. They were 4-2 when nobody thought the Steelers would be 4-2.
You would. I mean, this is funny how 3 years later, we're literally like thinking about the two guys that could have been draft picks at the number 3 slot, Mac Jones and Justin Fields being, you know, backup options for Brock. It's just a wild sentence.
And you would think.
I'm not mad at you for suggesting it.
Look at my boy Q on Get Up, man. My boy Q's out there on Get Up on the screen. Look at that.